I can listen to you scream pretty music to my ears. I can listen to it all day if you want me to.
Our next guest on Downtown has been making great music for more than four decades now. He burst on the scene in 1979 with his album The Pleasure Principle and the global smash single Cars. He's continued to make terrific albums, including his last album, Savage, Songs from a Broken World, big seller, got great reviews, and his newest, that's the title tune, Intruder, an album that's already reached number two on the British charts. We had the opportunity yesterday to catch up with the talented Gary Newman. Gary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Love the new album. It has had great success. Is it a bit of a relief because the last album was so good and did so well? Was there a moment when you thought, boy, that's going to be a tough act to follow?
Yeah, there was about 2 years of feeling like that, to be truthful. It's a lovely problem to have, though, isn't it? You know the previous album's done well, and now there's a pressure of trying to repeat that or to maintain that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. But yeah, definitely, I was very nervous to begin with, and there were certainly some sort of darker moments during the making of it where I lost my confidence and so on. But I'm very, very pleased with the way it turned out, and it has been going very well. So I'm worrying about the next one now.
Well, this album, Intruder, sort of completes the tale. Savage, in many ways, talked about the impact of climate change on individuals. This is now looking at what we're doing to the planet from the perspective of the planet.
That's right, yeah. If the planet could speak, if it was able to articulate the way it feels about us, really, about people and what we're doing to it, then that's what Intruder's trying to do. So it's not... Strictly speaking, it's not meant to be my opinions. You know, it is meant to be the way the Earth feels. But, you know, there's a very thin line between those two things.
Well, I love the title song, Intruder, is great. The video is terrific. But I think my favorite song on the album is I Am Screaming.
Really? Yeah, that's Aid Fenton, who produced it. That's his favorite song as well. And that's a case in point. You know, that's the Earth trying to explain to us that it's given us all the signals that we need. You know, it's just given us signals all over the planet, and so many people are ignoring them, and it's trying to articulate its frustration with that. You know, what more can it do to let us know that it's suffering and we need to do something about it? That's the whole point of that song.
I saw an interview recently where you said that you weren't all that pleased with some of the music you made back in the 90s, but my goodness, you're on a roll of late. Does that to you make up for some things that maybe don't meet your own standards?
Well, it doesn't make up for it, no. No, in 92 in particular, I did an album called Machine of Soul, which wasn't the best, really. But to be truthful, it was good to do at the time. You know, I just wasn't in a very good place. You know, life wasn't so great, and lots of things were going on, and my songwriting was definitely not as good as it needed to be. Not necessarily a bad album, but just wasn't a particularly good Gary Newman album, you know, if that makes any sense. But of late, yes, you know, I think since 94 onwards, the songwriting, I had a bit of a moment in 92 after I made that not so good album, and I really stopped and looked at everything I was doing. I met my wife, who I've been with ever since. And I turned things around, you know, and the music's got heavier and darker, more interesting. And I'm still there, you know, I'm still on that roll now. And I think as each album's gone by, each one has been, I've learned from the mistakes of the one before, and each one seems to be getting a little bit better. So, you know, grateful for that. Grateful to still be here, to be honest, to be able to do that.
We're talking with Gary Newman on Downtown. The Pleasure Principle, the single Cars, such a phenomenon worldwide. Was that... It had to be, I think, an unsettling experience for a young guy to suddenly reach that level of fame.
It was, actually. You know, there's no... all your preparation for that kind of success really comes from sort of reading interviews with people that you admire and that have been through it before. And I realized that a lot of them had lied about what it was like. It wasn't like what they said it was going to be. It was much more difficult. And I actually ran away from it. I announced in 81 that I was going to retire from live performances. The idea being I just needed to try to just get away from all the madness and the chaos of it and try to get my feet back on the ground. I wanted to stay a decent person. You know, I didn't want to become a drug addict or the drunk and all that, you know, with all that pressure. So I just ran away from it. And I ran away for a couple of years, I think, which seemed like a long time at the time. And I tried my best to grow up and try to understand what had happened and come back into it with a little bit more maturity and a little bit more control over it, to be honest, to be able to navigate my way through the weirdness a little bit better. And I think that was a sensible thing to do. I just shouldn't have announced it, because that was a mistake. I should have just quietly done it. And I think from then on, I mean, I spent the next 40 years trying to make up for all the damage I did by saying I was going to retire.
Not too many years ago, you received the very prestigious Ivor Novello Inspiration Award. And so many people have talked about you as an inspiration in their careers and their music. Dave Grohl, Trent Reznor, Kim Wilde. We actually had a listener who wanted to ask if you had, of all the people who've covered Gary Numan songs, is there a favorite cover that you have?
Well, there's been so many. I mean, it's been incredibly flattering. But I'm a huge admirer of Trent Reznor. And I think he did a version of a song of mine called Metal, which came from the same album as Cars, actually, just at 79, 80. And I thought that was particularly brilliant. But I'm slightly biased towards Trent anyway, because he's a good friend and he's been very helpful to me in many ways. But it was genuinely an absolutely brilliant version of that song.
I love the video. And I think it was from the old Grey Whistle stuff, the video you did with your daughter singing backup.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing, actually. The first thing I ever did back in, when was it, 1979, the first TV thing I ever did was that program. And then it went off the air for decades, and they just did like a special version of it, and I was invited to do that. And by then, of course, I'd had, you know, I'd got my own children, and, you know, my life was very different. So it was an amazing thing for me to go back to the place where, you know, in a way it all started, but and be singing with my daughter on that particular song. Who sings on that song on the record anyway? She genuinely needed to be there. But it was really cool, really, really cool. One of the best days.
Do you still have that Gibson Les Paul that your dad got you?
Yep, still got it. Oh, God, man. You know, of all the things I've got, you know, cars, houses, airplanes, all those things that I've owned over the years, there's amazing things and, you know, fantastic toys and so on. The only thing that I could never bear to part with is that guitar. It symbolizes my whole life for me, my family, everything. It absolutely means the world to me. In fact, so much so now that I've stopped taking it abroad. It lives here with me in Los Angeles, and it would do American tours with me, North American tours with me. But I don't think I'll ever fly it again. I'm too scared of it being stolen or damaged now.
Well, I'm glad you still have it, and glad you're still not just making music, but sounding better than ever. The new album, Intruder, has been a huge success. It's wonderful music. And, Gary, it's been great for us to talk with you today. We appreciate you making time for us and wish you continued good health and success.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
He was great. Gary Numan. And fun talking with him yesterday. Thanks to our friend Joe Mason, who sent along a great question about covers.